This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have won the state of Michigan primaries, further solidifying the all but certain rematch between the two men. Democrats are also closely watching the results of the uncommitted vote, which grassroots organizers have been pushing in Michigan as a way to register objections over Biden's handling of the war in Gaza. As for Trump, he has now swept the first five states on the Republican primary calendar. The stalemate over getting more aid to Ukraine continues, with the White House urging the House of Representatives Republican leader to move faster. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaker Mike Johnson still is not committing to a vote on the aid package, but says the House is looking at options.
And we will address that in a timely manner.
At the White House.
What do you mean by that? I can tell you, to the Ukrainian soldier on the battlefront, timeliness is now.
National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We're already, in some ways, too late.
Saying Ukrainian forces have lost one key town due in part to a lack of ammunition.
They are certainly beginning to lose territory that they had clawed back from the Russians. And now they have to give it back to the Russians because they can't fight him off.
Kirby says the Ukrainians simply deserve better.
It's not running out of courage, they're running out of bullets.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aid sent from Jordan was airdropped over Gaza on Tuesday by the Jordanian army. Jordan's King Abdullah had said on Tuesday humanitarian aid to Gaza must be doubled to prevent a deterioration in a hunger crisis affecting over 2 million people. Jordan is urging its Western allies to lobby Israel to increase aid.